And he threw them back in the crib and fed them to the cows. They loved them.
Yeah, but you never much used them for cooking or pie or anything like that?
Oh, occasionally, but it's too much trouble for no better taste than
oil. Do you ever use those things that kind of umbrella-shaped things that would spring up in the woods after a rain? Those white things like that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Those little things, maybe they'll grow in the shade or in damp cellars. They kind of white little umbrella-like thing about this high and it spring up there in the woods.
I don't know.
Mushrooms, you ever use any mushrooms?
Oh, yeah, mushroom. I don't like mushrooms. Oh, no way.
Do you have any special name for the kind of mushrooms that you couldn't eat that weren't edible?
No, we never did grow mushrooms. And what I have got a canned mushroom condensed and fix a casserole out of that. There's lots of people uses them little tiny mushrooms that are canned up, and they make that with a brown gravy and rice, but I don't care for it.
Is a mushroom and a toadstool now, is that usually the same thing, or is there a difference there?
I don't know.
And let's see, if a man has a sore throat, it's inside all swollen and everything like that, you'd say his throat was so sore that he couldn't eat because he couldn't do what? Couldn't what?
Laryngitis.
And so because he had that laryngitis, he couldn't do what? He couldn't hurt to what?
Talk.
Or if he was eating, it would hurt to do what? Hurt to... Did say hurt to swallow or something like that?
Yeah. Hard to swallow whenever you've got it that bad.
Let's see. We talked earlier about, you mentioned yesterday that you had grits and so forth sometimes. How were grits made? Can you tell me about how grits were made?
No, I don't. I don't know. You know, they're you buy them in packages and they... A little there. You can buy the white ones or the yellow ones, but I always like the white ones the best. They're just little fine ground up corn. You cook that and put your, when you serve them, with butter on them, and usually some kind of a meat with them, or fish, or eggs.
Now, did you ever have something made for breakfast, kind of like grits, except you had the whole grains of the corn and just had them leached out?
Hominy.
Did y'all eat that very much?
I never did. I made some one time. Sam's sister, my husband's sister, oldest one, was here, and it was in the wintertime. We had a fireplace, and we burnt lots of oak. She taken them oak ashes and dripped them somehow or another. They called it drip lye. I helped her take that better part of that ear of corn and put it in your wash pot with that dripped ash lye. And it tastes pretty good, but it's a lot of work to it.
Too much work for what it was.
Yeah.
Where would you usually grow all your vegetables?
In a garden.
Just out of the garden. And now, did you ever eat the... something maybe looks like a grit but tastes a lot different, little white starch that you might eat with meat. It's a staple food maybe over in China and Japan and places.
What, rice?
Did y'all eat much rice?
I don't eat much rice.
Now, you mentioned earlier syrup. Syrup and molasses, is that the same thing?
Syrup and molasses are the same thing.
And did you ever make any other kinds of things that you might eat sometimes for breakfast out of, by making out of fruit? You might make kind of sweet spread that you put on biscuits out of fruit. Did you ever make any of that?
Like jam or jelly, yeah.
What would be the difference between jam and jelly?
Well, the jam, you use the whole fruit. And the jelly, you squeeze the fruit out and use the juice then to make the jelly.
And let's see. And what would you call the things you'd usually have on the table to season your food with? Would just be what? Just your